I lived in Italy up until 2 years ago, and I never imagined having such a great new life in New York. Traveling is a great way to learn about the cultures of other countries, but living in a new city is really the best way to learn about people's thinking, habits, traditions, and language. Every culture is unique, so it's impossible not to notice many differences. In my hometown, public libraries are quiet places to study or borrow books for several weeks. They help students get authentic information through books. In New York, the public libraries are a whole little world. They are really inspirational places and undoubtedly the reason I'm writing now. You can obviously borrow books and read them in quiet areas, but New York's libraries also offer stimulating classes and interactive conversations for all immigrants. The library is one of the best spots to spend your spare time. It does matter what age you are. You can join interesting outdoor talks or live concerts. You can watch old movies or discuss a new book. You can get creative with art or meet with a career coach. The library offers a ton of free programs every day, and it's amazing to meet people from all over the map. In Italy, I was used to ordering an espresso at the bar counter every morning and drinking it there while standing up. A shot of caffè into a small coffee cup was my norm. Now, I'm always drinking a large cup of joe. I love to sip my coffee from a paper cup and walk around the streets of New York like a real native. The ritual of grabbing a daily coffee was one of the last luxuries New Yorkers held onto while social distancing. Somebody once said, getting coffee as a New Yorker is the modern-day smoke break. In Italy, I would usually grab an Italian biscuit, preferably light and whole wheat. Now I can't resist grabbing an American cookie if I see one. My favorite is a Jumbo Decadent Delicious Double Chocolate Chip Cookie that is a soft, chewy, and abundantly chocolatey. I am a chocolate enthusiast. My routine lunch in Italy was a sandwich made with salami, prosciutto, or mortadella. For 2 years, I have been ordering a East Leavenworth roll characterized by a crispy crust and dense interior. That's a bagel, a perfectly round ring with a poppy, sesame, pumpkin seeds, onions, or everything on it. It does matter. The key ingredient is not the topping, but the New York water. It's unbelievable. In my homeland, I would reserve a taxi from my couch and usually wait for it to arrive at my home. Today, I step onto the street, raise my hand, and climb into a yellow cab. That's it. Cabs can feel so romantic and cinematic. If I get groceries, I can now carry a pumpkin under my arm, like a Parisian woman would carry a baguette. I have never seen so many types of pumpkins in my life. Some are dark green and some are orange. Their looks are as different as their names. Now I know the pumpkin world well, and not just from the magical carriage in Cinderella. After the summer, I was always sad as I waited for Christmas because it was a long time to get through September, October, and November. However, I have learned to love these months, and I now wait for them. I love the foliage for the beauty of its four colors, a mixture of red, purple, orange, and yellow in the trees, and on the grass is breathtaking. I get excited when Halloween season starts so I can see haunted houses, cool costumes, tons of candies, and spooky decorations. Thanksgiving is special as well. It's time for family, with pumpkin pie, turkey, and mashed potatoes on every table. Obviously, I'd love to go back to my hometown and help my family, but I feel very lucky to live here. I appreciate every single day this wonderful city gives me. I also appreciate all the city's differences, even though some things are for better or worse here. I love gaining a stronger cultural awareness because living here has truly opened my mind and made me a more well-rounded person.